Welcome to the 1964 World Series of Baseball from Yankee Stadium, New York. Well, we have a beautiful day here in New York. It is much warmer today. The temperature will be in the high 60s. The breeze is not as cold or as strong as it has been in the two previous series games. And right down below us, two young right-handers are warming up. Bob Gibson, fire-bowling right-hander, will be going for the Cardinals. And 22-year-old Mel Stottlemyre, who beat the Cardinals 8-3 out at St. Louis. They complete their brute job for him, will be pitching today for the Yankees. So this is now game five. Let's recap. Remember the first game. The Cardinals won 9-5 in St. Louis. The Yankees came back to win the second game 8-3. Stottlemyre the winner, Gibson the loser in that game. And they're matched up here again today. Then the Yankees beat the Cardinals in the third game as the series moved to Yankee Stadium by a score of 2-1. Boston, the winner in that one, Schultz the loser. Mantle hitting a homer in the ninth inning. And yesterday, Ken Boyer, the hero, along with two superb relief men, Roger Craig and Ron Taylor, as the Cardinals even the series at two games apiece, defeating the Yankees by a score of 4-3. So game five today, we'll have an open day tomorrow, and game six for sure will be played in St. Louis on Wednesday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, this program is authorized under broadcast rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. All the batters of the Cardinals are moaning about the lighting here at Yankee Stadium, the brilliant sunshine, the batter in the shadows, especially as the game wears on. Dick Grote, Kurt Flood, young Mike Shannon, young McCarver, different Cardinal players that we talked to before the game, are complaining about the background. Of course, center field bleachers are full here during the series. The pitcher is just a silhouette, according to them, as that ball comes rocketing in out of the brilliant sunshine into the shadows. And as Dick Grote said, I admire these Yankee batters who have to play here the year round. I would think you might tack 15 or 20 points on their lifetime batting averages. This is a tough ballpark to hit in. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups. If you have your pencil and scorecard handy to go right along with us here on our NBC broadcast. For the visiting St. Louis Cardinals, leading off and playing center field will be Kurt Flood. Flood is in center field. In left field, hitting second. Incidentally, those two fellows, Flood had 211 hits during the regular season. Brock had 200 hits. They have not been on base too many times, though, so far in the first four games of the series. Flood is 4 out of 18. Brock is 2 out of 17. Bill White, who's had only one hit 15 up, will be batting number 3 for the Cardinals. They're waiting for him to break out. He's hitting number 3 and playing first base. Bill White. The cleanup man is Ken Boyer. Boyer, batting number 4 and playing third base for St. Louis. Dick Grote will be batting number 5. He's made two brilliant stops at shortstop in the series. Grote at short, hitting fifth for the Cardinals. The catcher, batting number 6 for St. Louis, will be Tim McCarver. McCarver, batting 6. Mike Shannon will be playing right field and batting number 7 for St. Louis. Shannon in right field. Del Maxville is the second baseman. He's hitting number 8. Javier still has a bad hit, and it's been Maxville most of the way for the Cardinals at second base, except when they pinch hit for him. And the pitcher is Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson for the Cardinals. Gibson, during the regular season, had an earned run average of 3.01. He won 19 games, lost 12. He finished very strong in the month of September, and he was voted the outstanding National League player for the month of September. Now the lineup for the outstanding New York Yankees. Leading off and playing shortstop will be Phil Lynn. Lynn's at shortstop. Batting number 2 at second base, Monty Richardson. And Richardson took the blame for the game yesterday. I just like Richardson. He won't crow much when he does something well, and he's the first one to pop in and take the blame if he messes something up in the field. Bobby Richardson at second. Roger Maris will be in center field, batting number 3. Maris in center field. Hitting cleanup, and so far the leading batter in the World Series, Mickey Mantle. He's hitting for an average of 429. Mantle is in center field, batting cleanup. number five for the Yankees will be Elston Howard. Howard hitting fifth and catching for New York. Tommy Fresh will be playing left field for the Yankees. Fresh batting number six in left field. Joe Pepitone will be at first base. Pepitone is batting seven. Cletus Boyer. Boyer is hitting eight. And pitching for New York, batting ninth, will be 22-year-old Mel Stottlemyre. Whitey Ford was scheduled to pitch yesterday or today. He has a bruised heel that is giving him trouble when he strides and he's pitching today. And he was supposed to call the Yankees from the bullpen phone if he was all right. He didn't call. And now there's beginning to become a doubt as to whether Ford is going to be available for any more pitching action in the series. So much, Kurt Gowdy. Hello again, everybody. A beautiful afternoon here at Yankee Stadium. Game number five. The World Series all tied up, two games apiece. The action will switch to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, regardless of the outcome of this one. The Cardinals guaranteed themselves a return to their home ballpark through their thrilling victory yesterday afternoon. Ford was hitless against Stottlemyre in St. Louis. The pitching pairings are the same, and this is the fifth game as they were for the second game. Stottlemyre beat Gibson 8-3. Flood was hitless in that game, nothing out of four. He's hitting 222 for the World Series with 4 out of 18. He's driven in 3 runs. He has no homers. During the regular season, he had 211 hits as he batted 311. All set to go. The wind, what there is of it, is blowing towards left field today. Here's Mel Stottlemyre ready for the first pitch of the ball game. Into the windup he goes, and here it is. And it's a fastball low, ball one. One ball and no strike. Vern Benson coaching at third base. Joe Schultz at first base for the Cardinals. Boyer playing a shallow at third base. Lynn's a deep shot stop. Richardson near the bag at second. Pepitone at first. Here's the pitch. The curve is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Finney Smith of the National League is the umpire behind the plate. Al Smith of the American League at first base. Frank Sicori of the National League at second base. Bill McKinney of the American League at third base. Down to left field line, Kenny Burkhardt. Here's ball three, low and inside. Kenny Burkhardt of the National League, the left field foul line umpire, and Hank Stiller of the American League, down to right field line. A beautiful afternoon. Kurt Flood leading it off. Three balls, no strikes. Mel Stottlemyre to beat the Cardinals. 8-3 on a seven hitter. Here's the pitch. Strike is called, a fastball. And Flood looks inquiringly at Vinny Smith. Steps out of the batter's box, takes a glance down at Vern Benson, the third base coach, who controls through relay from manager Johnny Key whether to hit or take. And he takes strike two. The count is full now. Three balls and two strikes. Stottlemyre in his 8-3 victory in St. Louis walked only two men, fans four. Got in trouble in the last two innings, and that was all. Three balls, two strikes, a big pitch. Ball four, he walked him. Kurt Flood opens with a walk. That brings up Lou Brock. World Series. Now the Cardinals are anxious to see him break out of it. That's Flood's first base on balls of the World Series. Just checking, I believe it's the first time that the Cardinal leadoff man has been on base. There's a first pitch low, snap throw to first, the runner back. And it is the first time that the Cardinal leadoff man has opened the ball game by getting on base in this World Series. Lou Brock hitting only 118. No homers, 3 RBIs. 2 hits and 17 times at bat. He was hitless, nothing out of four against Stottlemyre the last time, but hit the ball hard 3 different times. Here's the pitch. Tried to hit the left and he missed. The count is even at a ball and a strike. A runner at first base. Nobody out. The fifth game of the World Series has just started. Kurt Flood. Open with a walk. Lou Brock, the batter. The count evened up at a ball and a strike. The defense straight away against Brock, who's a left-handed batter. Quick throw to first. The runner's back. Pepitone tosses the ball leisurely to Mel Stottlemyre. Lou Brock stepped out of the batter's box and is looking down at third base coach Vern Benson. One ball, one strike. Now the sign given. There's the stretch by Stottlemyre. The pitch to Brock. It's a strike call. A half-speed pitch. Caught the outside corner to Mel. And it's two strikes and a ball. Stottlemyre, for a youngster only 22 years old, certainly has great pitching savvy out there. Wonderful poise. The youngest man in the World Series. Two strikes and a ball. There's the stretch. And now the pitch. Outside. It's an outside corner. And Brock is arguing about that one. He's called out on strikes, and he didn't like it at all. Here is Bill White now. White's had only one hit. One out of 15 in the World Series. Batting .067. One of the powers in the Cardinal attack during the course of the season, especially the second half, when he was red hot. Quick throw to first, the runner back. White, during the regular season, hit 21 homers and drove in 102 runs. Has no homers, no RBIs in this series. The stretch of the pitch. He had a cut and he missed the low fastball. One strike and no ball. Stottlemyre is a sinker ball right-hander. His fastball dips. Bill White is known as a real good fastball and low ball hitter. One strike, no balls. Time is called. Something got in the White's eye. Bill is not anxious to get it out because he feels it might be a base hit. Wants to keep it. One strike and no ball. One out, one on. There's the stretch. From the belt. Here's the pitch. And it's in there for a strike call. That off-speed pitch of Stottlemyre. He's changing speed beautifully and earlier today than he did in the second game of the series. So he's ahead of Bill White with two strikes and nothing. One out, flood at first base. Kenny Boyer, the hero of yesterday's victory, will be next. Now the stretch. And the pitch to White. He struck him out on a curveball. And he made him look bad. As White missed a down-breaking curveball and missed it badly. So that's two strikeouts in the inning, and here's Kenny Boyer. Boyer's had only two out of 15 in the World Series, but one of them turned a beat into victory. Stottlemyre has just picked up his sixth strikeout of the World Series. Stand two in this inning. Here's Boyer waiting. Here's the stretch. And now the fifth. A bouncing ball towards short. Lynn's on the big hop. Flips the second for the fourth play. The Boyer fourth run. No hits, no runs, no errors. One left. At the middle of the first inning, the score. St. Louis nothing. Wait a minute now. Let's see. An interference. Hold on. Interference has just been called. As Boyer swung, the catcher, Elston Howard, touched his bat. And the Yankees, on their way off the field, suddenly realized that this inning isn't over yet. Elston Howard tipped Kenny Boyer's bat as he bounced out to Lynn. So that's a catcher's interference. And Boyer is safe at first base. And we are still in the first inning with Dick Grove coming up there. That is a rare one indeed, Kirk Gowdy. I haven't seen that in years in the American League during a regular season, Harry. I believe that Howard will be charged with an error on this play. We'll have to check it. During the course of the regular season, it happened to the Cardinals several times, always to one man, Julian Javier. I think it happened to him three different times during the course of the National League season. Kenny Boyer in swinging. Elston Howard touched his bat for interference call. And the Yankees, like everybody else, who thought the top of the first inning was over, had a return to their position. As Boyer is at first, Flood is at second, 2 men are out. And here's Dick Grote up there. Grote hitting .267. Had a triple against Stottlemyre the last time he faced him. A rare play gives the Cardinals added life here, or new life, in the first inning. The stretch by Stottlemyre, the pitch. One strike and no ball. Stottlemyre has a much better curveball going for him today, and he's using it considerably. It is an error on Elston Howard charge for the interference for giving Kenny Boyer a life. The official scores are Lou Hatter of the Baltimore Sun, Tommy Holmes of the New York Herald Tribune, and Jack Herman of the St. Louis Poll Democrat. No time at bat is charged to Boyer. Interference and an error on the catcher. Now the pitch to Dick Grove. Curveball breaks outside and low. One ball, one strike. Well, the rarity in a World Series of a man reaching base on a strikeout, and the Yankees utilizing that break to beat the Dodgers in a key ball game some years ago. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch. It's a fastball roll. Two balls and a strike to Dick Grove. Cardinal shortstop. He had one out of three at triple against Stottlemyre in St. Louis. Here's the announcement to the crowd. Two balls, one strike. A murmur goes through the crowd. They're probably just inquiring of each other what in the world had happened. There's the stretch. And now the pitch. There's a foul ball up to the right. And the count is evened up. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at first and second. Two out. Elston Howard goes out to talk to Mel Stottlemyre. Stottlemyre from Mapleton, Washington, in the great Northwest, was born in Hazleton, Missouri, a town of population of 10. Stottlemyre getting ready. 6'2", 180 pounds, just 22 years old. Runners at first and second, the 2-2 pitch. Here it is. Inside curve, ball three. And the count is full, and the runners will be going with the pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Tim McCarver would be next. Dick Grove fell away from the curveball that time, and it almost caught the inside corner. This is the automatic hitting around here with two outs, three balls, two strikes on the hitter. Flood off second, Boyer off first. They'll be going with the pitch. There's the stretch down to the belt. Here's the pitch. There they go. Ball four, the bases are loaded. The fastball dipped inside to Grote, and he held up. So Tim McCarver steps up, and the bases loaded and two out. McCarver drove in a run against Stottlemyre in St. Louis. That's one out of four. Left-handed batter up there with the bases loaded. 2 minutes. No score in the fifth game of the World Series. We're in the top of the first inning. An inning marked by an interference call. Apparent third out was thereby nullified. Here's Stottlemyre's pitch to McCarver. It's a strike. A good fastball over the outside corner, fell high. Mantle in deep right field. Maris in center. And left field is Tommy Tresh. Stottlemyre getting ready. McCarver, one out of four against him last time, batting .417 in the series. Here's a curveball, and he chased it. A bad pitch, but he went after it, and he's going to hold two strikes and nothing. A curveball breaking in on McCarver and Lowell. He had committed himself and couldn't stop. Two strikes, no balls. Bases jammed, two outs, top of the first. No score. Stottlemyre out in front of McCarver. Now the windup. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside curve, barely missed. A tantalizing pitch. A change. But just missed the strike zone. Beyond the knees. Sweet Boyer playing a very wide third base. McCarver, quite frequently, hits the ball on the third base line. Two strikes and a ball. Blood at third. Boyer at second. Grote at first. Mel Stottlemyre takes a little too much time, in the opinion of McCarver, and Tim steps out of the batter's box. Battle of nerves here between pitcher and hitter. Two strikes and a ball. Here's the windup and out of the fifth. He struck him out pretty hard. And he hooked his way out of that jam. Going, there's no run. No hit. One error, three men left on base. And now it's the middle of the first inning. The score, St. Louis nothing, the Yankees nothing. Gowdy and I were just chatting, finding it difficult to recall when this has happened before in a World Series. Two wins, hitting .250 in this year's World Series. He had two out of three against Bob Gibson the last time he faced him. There's a fastball low. One ball, no strike. So Bob Gibson's first pitch is low. Gibson was paired against Stottlemyre in that second game. There's a curve swung on in this. And the count is evened up. On and nobody out, bottom half of the first inning, no score. The World Series moves to St. Louis next. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a high pop ball back. Out of play into the stands. Two strikes and a ball on Phil Lynn. He's got one homer and one RBI in the series. Batting 250. During the regular season, he hit 250. That's consistency. Bob Gibson gets set. Takes a lot of time. Now he's ready. Two strikes and a ball. Here's the pitch. He struck him out swinging. A curveball. The Lynn goes down swinging. In losing to the Yankees, 8-3 in the second game of the series, Gibson fanned nine men during his eight innings. He was trailing 4-2 when he went out of the ballgame. Here now is Bobby Richardson. Right-handed batter to pitch. Takes a good fastball over the outside corner. Richardson hitting 333 in this World Series. No homers, three RBI. He had 2 out of 4 against Bob Gibson. There's the wind-up now to pitch to the right-handed batter. The curve lined in the center field for a base hit. Richardson singles sharply to the center. He hit a curveball and he hit it right on the nose. That little fella, some ball player, believe you me. Here now is Roger Maris. Richardson has the most hits in the series now with 7. Roger Maris, who's got 4 out of 17 in the series. No homers and no RBI, hitting 235. During the regular season, he hit 281. There's the stretch. The pitch. He takes the fastball of the knee as strike ball. One strike and no ball. Bobby Richardson becomes the first Yankee to reach base with a line single in the center field. Is off first base. There's a stretch. Now the pitch on the way. A bouncing ball to Maxfield. 92. Second base, 1. First base, 2. A double play. The inning is over. Maxfield from Groves to White. As Maris rolls into a double play. One hit, no runs, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of the first inning, the score is St. Louis nothing, New York nothing. Harry Carey at Yankee Stadium. We go into the top of the second inning. Mike Shannon will lead it off for the Cardinals, hitting 267 in this World Series with one home run. There's a wind-up by Stottlemyre, the pitch. The curveball is in there for a strike call. One strike. Four against the pitching of Stottlemyre in St. Louis. Stottlemyre trying to win his second game of the series. The wind up he goes, the pitch is on the way. The curveball is outside. That evens it up at one ball and one strike. Stottlemyre in his first victory. Primarily a fastball pitcher. This afternoon he's throwing mostly curveball. One ball, one strike. Mike Shannon, the hitter. We're at the top of the second with no score. Here's the wind and out of the pitch. Shannon gets out of the way. The rest to get out of the way of that one. That is 2 balls and a strike. Shannon, a very cool young man, 25 years old, a fine athlete, and with the physique of a great athlete. Tall, range. 2 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Broken bat, brown ball. Clint Boyer's got it. There's a peg across the diamond inside. Mike Shannon breaks his bat as he bounces off to Clint Boyer. That'll bring up Dal Maxville. He's 2 out of 10 in the World Series. Playing every day, much to his surprise, pleasant surprise. Now the pitch. There's a line shot in the right center. That's a big hit. Mickey Merrill cuts it off at one hop. Maxville lines a single to right center. Well, the Cardinals have a runner at first with one out, and Bob Gibson, who's batting against Stottlemyre in St. Louis in the second game, has 1 out of 2. A good hitter. Bob will be 29 years old in November. product of Creighton University in Omaha. Fine athlete. One of the fastest runners on the Cardinal ball club. There's a stretch to pitch. He swings and he fouls it off, and down he goes. It hurt him. He fouled that one off his ankle. Boy, that hurt. Trainer Bob Bowman of the Cardinals. Sprints gingerly to the field. And Gibson now, you know, Gibson broke his ankle 2 years ago. Hasn't completely recovered from it yet from the standpoint of running speed. And he broke his ankle, you know, in a very freakish manner while in the batting cage, swinging in a pitch just he did a moment ago. Twisted his ankle and broke it. And his broken ankle led to the Dodgers losing a pennant. Because Kurt Simmons moved into his pitching rotation and shut the Dodgers out on the final day of the season. Here's a pitch. It's a fastball high. That necessitated a playoff with the Giants, which the Giants subsequently won. 1 ball, 1 strike on Bob Gibson. Runner at first base. One out. We're in the second inning, no score. Al Stottlemyre gets set. Here's the fifth. He swung at a curve, but he missed it. And a good cut. It was a high curveball, and he missed it. 2 strikes and a ball. The Yankee outfield plays straight away. Likewise, the infield. Bob Gibson, the hitter. Kurt Flood will be next. Stottlemyre gets set. Maxfield, a leadoff, first base. Now the pitch. Curveball, tap foul on the third base line. Over near the Cardinal dugout. 2 strikes and a ball. Cardinal bat boy, Bobby Baker. To cover that baseball. Cardinals imported their bat boy from St. Louis as a special reward for his season's efforts. 2 strikes and a ball, the pitch. Fouling in. A rolling foul back to the screen. Your eyebrows go up, Kurt. Can't help it, that's the boy's name. Got to piece things together here. 2 strikes and a ball. One out, one on. Here's a pitch on the way. Curve inside. And that evens it up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bob Gibson, the batter. Don Maxfield, the runner at first base. A beautiful afternoon at Yankee Stadium. Crowd about 67,000. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Don Stottlemyre is at the belt. Here's the pitch. Bounced the foul again. It's Kurt Flood, grab that one. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Gibson is staying alive, making Stottlemyre work. Pepitone, the Yankee first baseman, hoping to run around over there. Bob Gibson, a good hitting pitcher. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now Stottlemyre. There's a stretch to pitch. Strikeout. Wound up striking out the side in the first. Getting McCarver for the final out with the bases loaded. Now, with two away, a runner at first base, here's Kurt Flood. Right-handed batter walked his first time up. Stottlemyre has his glove on his knee, leaning forward at the moment. Now he's ready. Here's the fifth. A bouncing ball foul on the third baseline. Vern Benson. Snaps that ball down. Coaching over there. Vern, of course, concerned about Mrs. Benson, who would have been here to see the World Series, but for an operation. Happy to report she's recovered nicely. There's the stretch. And the pitch. Ground ball to short. Lins has got it over to second base to Richardson for the fourth time. One hit, no left, no errors, one left. Not at the middle of the second inning to score. St. Louis nothing, Yankees nothing. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. No score. And this is the fifth game of the 1964 World Series. Mickey Mantle, the leading hitter of the series, batting .429. With one home run, that one of August. Driven up four runs. Got six out of 14. Here's the pitch by Gibson. The curveball is rolled. Against Gibson, it's St. Louis. Mantle was hitless, popping out of three. Switch hitter batting left-handed. There's a wind and out of pitch. Fastball is rolled. Two balls, no strike. Michaels will have one hit. Single by John Maxfield. The Yankees will have one hit. Single by Bobby Richards. And here's the fifth. A fastball is low for ball three. Elston Howard will be next. Three balls, no strike. Against Gibson in St. Louis, the Yankees scored their first run of the fourth. Here's the pitch. And it's ball four high. And a walk on four pitches. Ball. Here's Elston Howard, batting .385 in the World Series. No homers, one run batted in. He had one out of four against Gibson in St. Louis. Now the stretch. The pitch. It's a strike at the knees, a fastball. One strike and no ball. Mantle in spite of these. Injury still faster than average. One strike, no ball. There's the pitch. High inside. And it hit him. Howard is hit by the pitch ball. Just barely kicked him. So the Yankees now have a good chance here in the second inning. Runners at first and second and nobody out. And Joe Pepitone is the hitter. Let's see how the Yankees play. One of the power left-hand hitters up. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Pepitone with two out of 14 in the World Series. They stretch the fifth. Fastball a little bit low. That ball, no strike. Pepitone has driven in one run. No homers, hitting .143. In St. Louis, Pepitone had a double. There's the stretch. Now the pitch. High puck ball, out of play, into the stands on the third base side. Now bouncing back downstairs. And boy, a football tunnel down there as they scramble for the souvenir. One ball, one strike on Pepitone. Stretch by Gibson. From the belt to pitch. A bouncing ball. Slowly hit. The only play will be first base, and Gibson takes it there himself. Pepitone cut the ball. Bob Gibson coming off the mound to his left on the run. Grabbed the ball near the first base line and just kept on running for the put out. Well, that breaks up Tom Thresh. The runners in second and third and only one out. And they have a base to put him on if they want to. They are going to walk it. Intentional pass will bring up Cliff Boyer with the bases loaded and one out. So Tommy Thresh is being intentionally passed. Boyer in St. Louis drove in the first run of the ballgame against Gibson with a sacrifice fly in a similar situation, only it was in the fourth inning. With runners in second and third, Thresh was intentionally passed then, as he is now. Brought up Boyer, who hit a sacrifice fly for the first runoff, Gibson tying up the ball. Play the Boyer to this time. The bases are jammed. Fresh is the first, Howard is second, Mantle at third. There's only one out. The infield's going to play back for the double play. Fleet Boyer, right-handed batter up there. You know what another Boyer did with the bases loaded yesterday. There's a windup by Gibson. Here's the pitch. A bouncing ball foul off to the right. He's trying to hit that one in the right field. A slider. Connell returning to third base. Howard is second. Tom Fresh at first. Right-handed batter Wicks. Bases loaded. Cardinal infield playing back. Here's the windup by Bob Gibson. Here's the pitch. He swings it against strike two. That was a fastball knee high. Two strikes, no ball. Bases jammed. Now Donnelmeyer will be next. Gibson ahead of Cleve Boyer now. This is a key situation. Only one out, the bases loaded. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. Inside with a curveball. And it's two strikes and a ball. White doesn't hold the runner on at first base, playing back to enhance the defensive percentage. Two strikes and a ball. Here's the pitch. Outside and high with a curve. That evens it up at two and two. Now here's the pitch that swings the pendulum so far as hitter or pitcher percentage. Two balls, two strikes. Now Gibson takes a little more time. Takes off the sign with his glove. Now he's ready. Into the windup. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul back. Out of play. Into the stand. Onto the screen. Two balls. Two strikes. A tense moment here at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees have the bases loaded with one out. The score nothing and nothing. Cletus Boyer up there. Now Gibson is set. Ready. He winds. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up in foul territory. McCarver chasing it. It's out of play. Into the stand. Two balls, two strikes. As Boyer fouls off his second pitch on that count. Boyer, a high fastball hitter. Gibson, primarily a fastball pitcher. Defense is straight away for Boyer with the ball to all field. During the regular season, Boyer hit 218. In this World Series, hitting 214. He's driven in two runs. Right-handed batter up there. Bases jammed. Two balls, two strikes. Bob Gibson is set. Now into the windup. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He struck him out. Boyer goes down swinging. Stottlemyre. He struck out three times against Gibson in St. Louis. The infield now doesn't have to turn over any double play. They're back in normal position as they were a moment ago. Here's the pitch to Stottlemyre, right-handed batter. The curve is outside. One ball, no strike. Stottlemyre, nothing out of four against Gibson and St. Louis, striking out three times. He's up there now with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Right down the middle, fastball, Mickey Mantle. Came down the line that time quickly. Hoping to distract Gibson or to trap him into a balk. Now the 1-1 pitch, here it is. Swung late and fouled out of play. Strikes and a ball. Bob Gibson with the bases loaded, but now with two outs. He's got Cleve Boyer on a high curveball. Boyer swung at and missed. Now he's way ahead of Stottlemyre. Two strikes and a ball. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. Curveball, and he struck him out. Yankees don't score. No runs, no hits. No errors, three left. At the end of the second inning, the score, St. Louis nothing, New York nothing. Harry Carey with Kirk Gowdy, Yankee Stadium. Lou Brock, the batter. One strike, the county bunt. Past the mound. Here's a play at first base. Peek out. Nice play by Pepitone, who grabbed the bunt and tagged them all in the same motion. Good play by Joe Pepitone as Brock tried to drag one past the mound, but got a little bit too close to the first base who grabbed it and tagged him all in the same motion. One out. Now, Brock continues to have trouble in his World Series. He's had only 2 out of 19. Here's Bill White. 1 out of 16. One out and nobody on base. The pitch. White has a cut, but he misses a curveball. One strike, no ball. One out, nobody on base. Nothing, nothing. Mel Stottlemyre delivers. There's a high fly ball. Deep to right, but Mantle is there. He's under the ball. He'll get it. And he does. White flies deep to Mantle and right. Yesterday, that ball might have gone out with the wind blowing out that way, but not today. Here's Kenny Boyer. He was safe on a catcher's interference call in the first inning. That's not ruled any time at bat, so he's nothing out of nothing here. Two men out, nobody on base. Now this one is Gibson against Stottlemyre. Here's a pitch on the way to Boyer. Got curveball low. One ball, no strike. Two out, nobody on base. We're in the third. World Series tied up 2 games apiece. Now the pitch swung on. A hot shot. Great play by Clint Boyer. The peg. He's out. Sensational play. 1-2-3. Nothing across. At the middle of the third inning, the score remains. St. Louis nothing. New York nothing. Great ball game underway here. Nothing, nothing. We're going to the bottom half of the third. The Yankees at the top of the batting order with two men. To lead it off. First fan, first time at bat. Bob Gibson getting ready. Into the windup and out of it. Lynn takes the strike call at the knee. No brotherly love on that last play to end the Cardinal top of the third. It reaches Boyer. Made a sparkling backhanded stop. Brother Kenny bid for a double and threw him up. Pitch to Lynn to strike. A slider caught the outside corner. Both pitchers have been in a jam today, and both have gone to their strikeout pitch to get out of it. Stottlemyre fanning McCarver with a base of both in the first. Gibson fanning both Fleet Boyer and Stottlemyre with a base of both in the second. Here's a ground ball hit to Gross. He's got it. There's a fake to first. Easy out. Wins is thrown out by Dick Gross. One away. Here's Bobby Richardson. The hitting is the ball to hitters. Seven hits in this World Series.
The game continues at the beginning of side two after a
Here's Bobby Richardson. The hitting is the ball to hitters. Seven hits in this World Series. Center on a curveball the first time up. He is in Gibson hard now in the series. 3 out of 5. Here's the pitch. A fastball ripped through McCarver's glove. Rolls back to the screen. Pride of Sumter, South Carolina, Bobby Richardson. The record for hits in the World Series is 12. Now the pitch. He swings a high top fly. Mansfield is second base, drifting back in short right field. He's under the ball, and he takes Richardson pop to Mansfield. We have ourselves quite a pitching duel going on. Here's Roger Maris. Hits him a double play in the first. The Yankees have aired 6 times in this World Series. The Cardinals have made 1 move. This series is all tied up, as you know. You can see why when you look at the composite figures. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. Cardinals have scored 17 runs in the first 4 games, and the Yankees have made 18 runs. Cardinals 31 hits, the Yankees 35. Here's the pitch on the way to Maris. Back ball outside again. 2 balls, no strike. 2 men out, nobody on base. Mickey Mantle would be next. Roger Maris, the hitter. Bob Gibson is dead. The windup now, the pitch is on the way. A high fly ball, deep left center field, way back is Brock. He's under it now, he's waiting. He takes it. Maris fly deep to Brock in left center, nothing across for the Yankees in the third. And at the end of the third inning, the score remains. Angeles nothing, New York nothing. Fourth inning. It's nothing and nothing. Dick Rose will lead it off for the Cardinals in the fourth. He walked his first time up. Gavelmeyer's allowed one hit. Gibson's allowed one hit. One error has been charged. That on a interference call, charged to Elston Howard, who tipped Kenny Boyer's bat. Enabling Boyer to reach first base. Here's Gross. Gavelmeyer waiting. A wind up now, the pitch on the way.
Unfortunately, we are missing the audio for the first three batters in the top of the fourth. Dick Grote, Tim McCarver bounced back to the mound, and Mike Shannon flied to deep center field. We continue with Mickey Mantle batting in the last of the fourth.
Fastball rolling away. That evens it up in the ball on the strike. Mantle walked his first time up against Gibson, was hit with against him in St. Louis. 0 for 3. One ball, one strike. Here's Gibson winding. The pitch is on the way. And it's high. Ball two. The memorial plaques out there. Great Yankees of the past in memory. We're closest to Roger Maris that time. As he went right to the base of those plaques. Here's a strike call. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Billy Huggins. Two balls, two strikes. Waiting. Bob Gibson getting set. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the fifth. He had a home run cut and he fouled him. Boy, you can see Kurt Way, this fella hits the ball for tape measure home runs. He really takes a cut and he's so powerfully built. You look at that bull neck he has, Harry, and those powerful shoulders, that upper torso. Tremendous power. Two balls, two strikes. The left hand is out of waiting. Bob Gibson winds. Here's the pitch. He struck him out. Mickey Mantle goes down swinging. And that for Gibson is strikeout number four. In the second game of the series against the Yankees, Gibson spanned nine in eight innings. By this point of the game, he'd already had seven strikeouts. Today he's got four. With one out here in the fourth, here's Elston Howard. Curveball going away. One ball, no strike. One out, nobody on. Last of the fourth inning, no score. A great one today, fans. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to Bill White. He's got it. Waves Gibson away and steps on the bag for the out. Howard hit that ball at the end of the bat, may have broken his bat on it. Two men up, two men down, and here's Joe Pepitone. He tapped out to Gibson his first time up. He's had two out of 15 in the World Series. The World Series has been tough on the first base. Pepitone with two out of 15. Bill White with one out of 17. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung, fouled, back out of play. One strike and no ball. Two men out, nobody on base. Last of the fourth. The Cardinals. Bob Gibson getting set. Here's the pitch on the way. He swings, misses the fastball. Got around late on it. Two strikes and nothing. On Joe Pepitone. Blood shades him towards right field. They give him a lot of room in left center. Two strikes and nothing. Now the line, here's the pitch. Just barely misses the fastball. In fact, Gibson thought he caught the cut. Two strikes and a ball. Two men out. Last of the fourth. Gibson's pitch. And here it is. Swung on and drilled. Fouled on the first base line. Foul by inches. First base umpire Al Smith right in line with that drive. Perfect position to call it. So it's two strikes and a ball. Two outs. with Pepper on the bat. Don Gibson getting set. A windup now, here's the fifth. Slow ball swung on, and there's a drive down the right field line, twisting in the foul territory and out of play. That was the first changeup that Gibson has thrown. Two strikes and a ball, two outs. The hitter. Don Gibson getting ready. Now the windup, the pitch to the left hand batter. There's a high pop foul outside third over here to stand. Boyer chasing it. Grove chasing it. No play. Another souvenir. Pepitone, during the regular season, hit 28 homers and drove in an even 100 runs as he batted 251. Strikes and a ball. McCarver out talking to his pitcher. Gibson, for a pitcher with as much stuff as he has, was touched for a number of home runs during the regular season. He allowed 25 in fact. Strikes and a ball. Here's the pitch. High fastball outside. And that evens it up at 2-2. Tom Tresh would be next. On the batter. No score in the bottom of the fourth. Pepitone goes down swinging. Nothing across for the Yankees. And at the end of the fourth inning, the score remains. St. Louis nothing, New York nothing. Has five strikeouts. Here's Gibson getting a good hand from the crowd as he steps up. He's banging his first time at bat. Right-handed batter. Nothing, we're in the top of the fifth. The pitch to Gibson, he swings, and he misses. One strike and no ball. One man out. Nobody on base. Top of the fifth. Donald Myers pitch to Gibson. There's a high pop fly. Short left field. Fresh coming in fast. Way fast. Still coming. Can't make the play. Gibson falls down between first and second. Returns to first base. Gibson would have made second easily, but he fell down. Fell on all four. And had to crawl back to his feet and hustle back to the bag. Tommy Tresh, a great try, but couldn't reach that high pop fly. A base hit for Gibson. And he's on with one out. Gibson very fast. He would have made second base easily. Here's the pan out of the field. And the gendarmes engage him in polite conversation as they escort him nicely back into the stand. Meanwhile, Gibson putting on his warm-up jacket at first base. Apparently something's wrong with the zipper. Now he's ready. Here's Kurt Flood. Walked in the first inning. Bound to go fourth play in the second. So he's 4 out of 19 now in the series. Pitched by Stottlemyre. Ground ball. Looks like a double play. Richardson fumbles. Recovers. No play. An error by Richardson on a sure double play ball. The Cardinals have runners at first and second with only one out. That's Richardson's second error in 2 days. And both on similarly hit balls. So Kurt, near second base, made the order for a double play.
That was hit harder today than the one yesterday. I think he would have had a much easier chance for the double play today, Harry.
Took a little tricky hop to him
just as he went to come up with it.
Now Lou Brock. There's nothing out of two in this ball game. Only 2 out of 19 in the series. Left-handed. From runners at first and second, one out. The stretch, here's the pitch. He swings and he misses. He tried to stop, but he had gone around. Lou Brock bunted last time. Was out on a good play by Pepitone. Was out on strikes in the first inning.
was nothing out of four against Stottlemyre in St. Louis. One strike, no ball. One out. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch on the way. A ground ball headed for right field, a big hit. This gets to the last third. Here's the no play by Mano. It's the man going to third. Cardinals lead 1-0. Lou Brock grounded a single in the right field. Bob Gibson scoring and Flood racing to third base, and that'll bring up Bill White. 1-0 in favor of the Cardinals. Let's see what the infield will do now. With runners at first and third, White is fast. He doesn't hit the double plays often. So Lou Brock drives in his fourth run of the series with his third hit of the series. And he picks an opportune time. The third baseman Boyer is in shallow. Short and second are back. Pepitone holds the runner on at first. Here's a pitch to Bill White. Fastball is low, ball one. Flood at third, very fast. Brock at first, extremely fast. Bill White, the hitter, also has good running speed. Runners at first and third. 1-0, Cardinals win the fifth. Now the stretch. And here's a pitch. About to call, might be a double play. Richardson to second for one. Over to first base. Low, you take the run score. Pepitone grabbed it on one hop. The man was safe at first base. So the run scores. It's 2-0 in favor of the Cardinals. A big argument going on. Pepitone whirls at first base up by Al Smith. Yogi Berra is out there now. The throw by Lins was on one hop to Pepitone. Yogi has his little say and walks back off the field. And so it's 2-0 now in favor of the Cardinals. As Flood scored, as the Yankees failed to make the double play, as White forced Brock, Richardson to Lynn. White gets a run batted in. Now Boyer will be the batter. He was robbed of an extra base hit on eight. Great play by his brother Cleet in the third. Cardinals have forced into the lead, 2-0 here in the fifth.
The Yankees trailing now 2-0. Will come up with Tommy Tresh leading off. He received an intentional walk his first time up. Bob Gibson has allowed just one hit over the first four innings, and Tresh takes an overhand curve for a strike call. Cletus Coyer's on deck, and then Mel Stottlemyre. Well, the Yankees' failure to make the double play has hurt them the last two games, yesterday and today. There's a fly ball in the right field. Mike Shannon is over there for it, makes the catch, and there's one out. Fresh flies to right. Here's Cletus Boyer up. He struck out in a second. Stottlemyre, the Yankee pitcher, will be coming out on deck. The only hit off Bob Gibson so far has been a single to center field by Bobby Richardson in the first inning. Gibson has been overpowering against New York. They're playing fairly shallow for Boyer straight away. Gibson fires overhand and gets it through for a strike call. Nothing and one. The Cardinals have two runs, three hits. The Yankees, no runs, one hit. The Yankees have made two errors. The overhand pitch is low outside, a ball. The Yankees now have made seven errors in the series, and the Cardinals just one. The 1-1 delivery, he checks the swing, and the slider's over for a strike call. The Cardinals had two runs in the fifth inning with only one ball going out of the infield. One ball, two strikes to Cletus Boyer. And he grounds a foul off to the left of home plate. One ball, two strikes. Gibson has struck out five. He now has 14 strikeouts in the series. The strikeout record for a four-game series is 23, held by Kolfractor. The pop foul going out of play. Held by Christy Mathewson of the Giants back in 19-5. In a six-game series, Chief Bender had 20 strikeouts. Seven-game series, Newhouser struck out 22 in 1945. Gibson has struck out 14 here in this series so far. There's a swing and a miss. That's strikeout number six in this game for Gibson, as Boyer couldn't connect with a fastball with the letter. Two down. Nobody on, and Stottlemyre coming up, getting a nice hand from the Yankee Stadium crowd. Bill Lynch is on deck. Overhand delivery is a ground ball to the right side, a base hit in the right field. The second hit for the Yankees. Stottlemyre's on with a two-out single to right. Now the top of the order, and Bill Lynch up. Lynch has struck out and grounded to short. So the Cardinals have two runs, three hits. The Yankees have no runs, two hits. Bob Gibson looks him over. Stottlemyre with his warm-up jacket on at first base. Just a step lead down there, and the delivery is outside of ball, one and nothing. One and nothing to Bill Lynn. Now Stottlemyre first, two down. Overhand pitch is cut on and fouled up against the screen. And the count is one and one. One and one to Bill Lynn, who now has had three hits and 18 times in the series. Gibson stretches and throws. Swinging, strike two. Pitch right in on top of him, a fastball just below the belt. One ball, two strikes. Bob Gibson from Creighton University, Omaha, Nebraska. Good enough basketball player to play with the Harlem Globetrotters. A fine all-around athlete. One ball, two strikes. Gibson fires. And there's strike three. Lynn tried to bunt and missed it. So we have now seven strikeouts for Gibson in the game. In the fifth, the Yankees had no runs, one hit, there were no errors, and one man left. And at the end of five innings, the score is the Cardinals 2 and the Yankees nothing. Dick Groce will be leading it off for the Cardinals in the sixth inning. He's walked and grounded to short. Now Stottlemyre pitching. There's a fly ball. Jamarz hauls it in for out number one. Groce went for the first pitch. One of the infrequent fly balls that the Cardinals have hit against Stottlemyre, a sinker ball pitcher. They've had only three fly balls to the outfield today. Tim McCarver has struck out and lashed a hard one hopper back to the mound as Stottlemyre handled and threw him out at first. One away for St. Louis, nobody on. Left-handed batter McCarver. He's digging in. Wants everything just right. Mike Shannon's on deck. Here's the pitch by Stottlemyre. Low a ball, one and nothing. If you've joined us late, a scoreless game through four. The Cardinals got two runs in the top of the fifth inning to take the lead. They've had one earned run today and one unearned run. There's a strike call. One ball, one strike to McCarver. One and one. 22-year-old catcher of the Cardinals, his second full year with them. Playing him as a pull hitter to right field. Stottlemyre sends the pitch in. It's swung on and hit up the middle for a base hit into center field. McCarver makes his turn and holds it first. McCarver now has had six hits. He's high in the series for St. Louis. Bobby Richardson with seven hits is high for the Yankees.
Carver on first, one out. Mike Shannon, the batter, grounded to third, and he hit a long fly ball to deep center that Roger Maris hauled in with a running one-handed stab in the fourth inning. And Shannon discovered, as many batters have discovered who come to bat here at Yankee Stadium, that a 430 or 40-foot fly can be an out in this big ballpark. Here's a pitch foul back if you don't pull the ball down the line. No balls, one strike. Actually, a right-handed batter is at a disadvantage in this ballpark, especially if his power's in the left center. He can hit him 440, 450, and they can be caught here. And a left-hander can step up and pull one down the line, 310 or 315, and get it into the right field seat. No balls, one strike. McCarver at first, one out. There's a throw to first, grabbing McCarver back. Cardinals are leading the Yankees by a score of 2-0. Stottlemyre stretches the pitch. It's a little bit low. 1-1 to Mike Shannon. Dell Maxfield's on deck for. Just a slight breeze today, blowing from home plate out towards second. A 1-1 pitch to him. Wing sends a bounding ball to short. Lynn's to second for one. Richardson to first. They've got the double play. And that one is scored. Short. The second to first. Lynn's to Richardson to Pepitone. The Cardinals are all out in the sixth. They had no run, one hit. There were no Yankee errors and nobody left. And at the end of five and a half innings, the score, St. Louis 2 and New York nothing. Last half of the sixth inning. The Yankees have been shut out on two hits by Bob Gibson, Bobby Richardson, Roger Maris, and Mickey Mantle. This is Kurt Gowdy with Harry Carey from Yankee Stadium. We'll be in St. Louis. Day after tomorrow, Harry and I will move over to television, and Joe Garagiola and Bill Rizzuto will be on for the radio play-by-play. The delivery is fouled back out of play by Richardson. Richardson has single to center and popped up. He's had one hit at two times. Gibson overhands him. There's a pop foul coming back out of play again, right over our heads here in the upper deck. No ball, two strikes. The batter's in shadow, so is the pitcher now. So is the second baseman and first baseman. And the right fielder. The left side of the infield and left center and center field are still in bright sunshine here in Yankee Stadium. Gibson with two strikes. Comes down. There's a ground ball up the middle and the center field for a base hit. As Richardson leaps off the last of the sixth inning with a single. And that's his eighth hit of the series. The record for most hits in a World Series is 12. Roger Maris hit into a double play in the first inning and flat out to left in the third. He's 0 for 2. Now you're getting to these big guns of the Yankee lineup. Especially with Maris and Mantle batting left-handed with a short four shot right field. Pitch by Gibson. The pitch is outside a ball, 1-0. The Cardinals have two runs on four hits. The Yankees have no runs, three hits. The Yankees have made the only two errors of the game. Blank Maris is a dead full hitter to right field. Gibson to the belt fires. Ball two is high. 2-0. Gibson has walked two batters, one intentional. And most of the way, he's been ahead of the batter. A 2-0 count to Roger Maris. Richardson at first, nobody out. The pitch. Maris flashing away at a fastball to Leonard. Two balls and one strike. Maris has had four hits now, 19 times up in the series. The 2-1 delivery. Wings and fouls that one back out of play. They're not pulling Bob Gibson much today. Stottlemyre hit to the opposite field, and Richardson slaps two back through the box, and those have been the base hits. In fact, outside of those three hits, the Yankees have not hit a ball hard. They haven't had any hard line drive. Cardinals have had easy chances most of the way. 2-2 to Roger Maris. Gibson checks and throws. There's a high fly ball. to center field. The third slug, two steps to his right, taps his glove and puts it away. And we have one down. Richardson holds the first. Mickey Mantle, the batter, has walked and struck out. The Cardinals are ahead, 2-0, last of the sixth inning. Mantle being played around toward right. Gibson slices Dot Maris from pulling the ball. There's a curve outside the ball. Maris hits to the opposite field in the third with a fly out, and it just flies to straightaway center in the sixth. So let's see what Gibson does here with Mickey Mantle. One out, Bobby Richardson is first. Gibson ready for the 1-0 pitch. It's on the way, and it's a strike call, the fastball in there. One ball, one strike. The count. Once again, a check of the runner. Pitch is low to Mantle. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Ken Boyer told Gibson before the game, throw hard, keep that ball down low, Bob. You're not going to have too many problems. With the background of the center field bleachers, the fans out there, and the sun and the shadows mixing together to bother the batters here. Two balls, one strike. Pitching, strike to swing. Fastball, 2-2 to Mickey Mantle. Bobby Richardson at first base, one out. Cardinals ahead, 2-0. It is just joined us. Gibson steps and throws. Timeout. 17 strikeouts in the series for Bob Gibson. Harry, I don't know what he'll do the rest of this ball game, but if the series goes seven games, or he happens to pitch out in St. Louis, he's got a shot at the all-time record. That's the most strikeouts in a series. Howard swings and misses strike one. Joe Pepitone's on deck. Bobby Richardson led off with a single in the last of the sixth inning. He's still on first. There are two down. And one strike to Alston Howard, who's been hit by a pitch ball and grounded out to first. No balls, no one strike to Howard. Playing Howard to the opposite field. Kirk Blunt well over in right center against him. Shannon shading the right field line. And there's a pitch low, a ball. Howard started after and then wisely held up. One ball, one strike. Look at that gap, Harry, in left center. Brock is straight away for him and left, and they give Howard the left center field gap. The 1-1 pitch. There's a foul ball and back to first sailing into the seat. And the count is one ball, two strikes. I guess Elston Howard's one of the few right-handed power hitters whose greatest power is to the opposite field. I've seen him hit him off that scoreboard out there in right center, just to the left of the Yankee bullpen. He has fine power to right center. The 1-2 pitch to him is a swing and a miss, strike three. Gibson fired it in there, shoulder high. And in the sixth inning, Gibson had just struck out his ninth batter. No runs, one hit for the Yankees. There were no errors and one man left. And at the end of six innings, it's the Cardinals 2 and the Yankees 7. Gowdy along with Harry Carey. We're going to the seventh inning. And some Cardinal fans on their feet for the top of the seventh. Dell Maxwell leading off. Takes the pitch low outside. Ball one. Maxwell single to right. Then the call third strike. He's had one hit at two times. The Cardinals have two runs, four hits and no errors. The Yankees have no runs, three hits and two errors. Curve is over for a strike call. One ball, one strike to Maxwell. With one out in the fifth inning, Bob Gibson singles on a pop fly to left field. Bobby Richardson loses Kirk Blood grounded as a foul ball beat on the ground down the third base line. Lou Brock then single to right field, scoring Gibson. And Joe White hit a ground ball. The lens for the fourth
to second. Lenz relayed to first. Was in the dirt. They couldn't get the double play. As Flood scored, and those are the two runs for the Cardinals, and the only two runs of the game. A dribbler foul to the left of home plate. One ball, two strikes to Maxville. Bob Gibson will be up next, and he's sure to get a big hand when he steps to home plate. And then Kurt Flood at the top of the Cardinal batting order. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is just inside, a ball, 2-2. Nobody on, nobody out for the Cardinals in the top of the seventh. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 delivery. Foul back. Count still 2-2. Down 11 times in the series. He's supposed to hit now and then down at the bottom of that order. A 2-2 delivery to him. Brown ball hit sharply to Richardson. Backhands it. Makes a quick throw to first and gets it. Richardson across the body backhanded stab on a hard ground ball and throws Maxville out. And the crowd responds to Richardson's brilliant play. One out. Bob Gibson up. And here's the hand for the Cardinal pitcher. Has been overpowering on that mound for the Cardinals this afternoon. At the plate, he struck out his single. He swings and misses on a sinker ball from Stottlemyre, strike one. Gibson also scored a run in this game. Oh, he's done the job all the way around for Johnny Keene. No balls, one strike. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes. Kurt Flood is on deck at the top of the Cardinal batting order. The Cardinals are leading 2-0. They're batting in the top of the seventh inning. Stottlemyre gets the sign from Howard. Now his strike pitch is low. Ball one, strike two. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Gibson takes strike three, call to the knees. He's out of there. Strikeout number six for Stottlemyre. We've had 15 strikeouts in the game. 65,000. 633, the smallest crowd paid of the 3 days here in Yankee Stadium. Cardinals have two down, nobody on. They're ahead 2-0 here in the seventh inning. And Kurt Flood takes the fastball for a strike call. Flood is walked, grounded into a fourth play, and reached to the mare by the second baseman. A one strike pitch. A line drive in the left field for a clean base hit. Frick scoops it up, throws it back to the infield. The Cardinals have a runner on first, two down. Lou Brock has struck out, been thrown outside the bunt, and single to right to knock in a run for the Cardinals. A left handed batter. Cardinals now have 5 hits and the Yankees have 3 hits. Bill White will be on deck. Stottlemyre checks the runner, makes the throw over there to keep Flood close. These have been snappy games at Yankee Stadium, moving right along. Good pitching in all 3 games. The delivery is outside. A ball. First, two down. We'll keep an eye on him now. One ball, no strike. Epitone holding against Flood. The outfield straight away for Brock. And the pitch swings and misses on a fastball, strike one. One ball, one strike. Cardinals 2, Yankees nothing. Seventh inning. In the last of the seventh, the Yankees will have Epitone, Fresh, and Boyer up. Ball and strike. Here's the stretch now. Brock cuts and fouls.
fouls it back out of play. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Kurt Simmons will definitely start for the Cardinals Wednesday in St. Louis. Depends on Whitey Ford. Could be Ford, maybe Fountain. Yogi Berra will be undecided until he sees how the bruised heel of Whitey Ford does in the way of improving. One ball, two strikes. Two down for St. Louis. Kurt Flood at first base. And a one ball, two strike count to Lou Brock. Stottlemyre gets the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. There's a line shot in the left center for a pass. On the third, here's a throw into second by Maris. And the Cardinals have runners on first and third, two outs. Out, flying to right, grounded into a fourth play. He's had the toughest series so far as the bat for the Cardinals. One hit and 18 times up. You might say he's about due. I think you could say that, Kurt. The outfield plays in short right. Cardinals ahead 2-0, have a threat right now with two down. Runners on first and third. A throw to first, grounding Brock back. Lou Brock, the second leading base dealer in the National League. So 43 bases during the regular season. He's at first. Flood's at third. Here's the stretch by Stottlemyre. The pitch is outside, a ball. First, a runner like Brock puts that extra pressure on the pitcher. Stottlemyre has to worry now about keeping him close. One ball, no strike to Bill White. Ken Boyer on deck. Cardinals 2, Yankees nothing. Top half the seventh inning. Stottlemyre to the belt. Now the pitch. Outside, ball 2. 2-0. And no strikes to Bill White. There is action now in the Yankee bullpen. Stottlemyre drops to the belt again. Throws. There's a drive hit in the deep left. Fresh going hard. He's under and he grabs it. Good play by Fresh. In that murderous left field and left field. Fresh started back and then had to cut toward the corner. On the gallop to haul that hard drive of White there. Probably a fellow that was less experienced playing at Sunfield might have messed that one up out there. That was a difficult chance. In the seventh inning, St. Louis had no runs, two hits, there were no errors, and two left. At the end of 6.5 now, it is still the Cardinals 2 and the Yankees nothing. Joe Pepitone swings and misses strike one as we lead off the last of the seventh inning. The big crowd here for the seventh inning stretch, settling back down again. Cardinals ahead, 2-0. It'll be Pepitone, Fresh, and Boyer for the Yankees in the last half of seven. Pepitone is grounded out and struck out. There's a ground ball, and it's in the right field for a base hit. Just out of the reach of second baseman Del Maxville, who is going off to his left. The fourth hit in the game for the Yankees. They've all been singles. They haven't been able to generate any extra base power in this game. Tommy Fresh up. He's been walked purposely and he's flied to right. The last two innings in a row now, the Yankees have had their leadoff man get a base hit. The stretch of pitch. A high foul out of play back to third. The Yankees one big threat in the game, the second inning. They had the bases loaded, one out. Boyer and Stottlemyre both struck out. They haven't had a scoring chance since. Strike to Tom Fresh. The fastball is through for a strike call. No balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes.
down at first. Here's the stretch again. Pitch. There's a ground ball hit down at first base. Foul. White bobbled it around, but it was just foul. As Stretch broke his bat on that one. The ball started out fair down the line, and when White went to grab it, he fumbled it. However, he was fumbling into foul territory. First base umpire Al Smith gave it the foul sign. A two-strike count for Tommy Stretch. Joe Pepitone at first base. Nobody out for New York in the last half of seventh inning. The Cardinals are leading 2-0. Gibson with a stretch and pitch. Outside. One ball, two strikes. Gibson with 18 strikeouts in 2 games of the series. He struck out 9 today. The 1-2 pitch. A bounding ball foul again down the first baseline. Two lazy hops to Bill White, who takes it back to the pitcher's mound. Two to Tommy Stretch. Switch hitter runs well for a big man. He's hard to double up. Gets it ready, throws. Serves him and just missed with that one. Gets the shot he had it. He was giving a little body English as it came up to home plate. Trying to guide it over that outside corner. Two balls and two strikes to Stretch. Zone at first base, no out. Gets it ready. Swing and a miss, strike three. That struck out enough fastball. And now Bob Gibson has struck out 10. The World Series record for most strikeouts in a game, 15. Held by Sandy Koufax. We're going to have a batter for Boyer, John Blanchard. Is coming up to hit for Cletus Boyer. Barrett decides you better start making some moves here the way Bob Gibson is doing. Blanchard had two appearances in this World Series. One hit. That was a double. Left-handed batter with power to right field, right center. Pepitone at first. One out. Gibson throws. Strike ball. Harry says he feels easiest with Gibson on the mound when he has his control. He's that overpowering. Runs into late inning trouble sometimes, Kurt, but he's good and fast. Now we'll see how he does today. There's a little pop up. Boyer backpedaling at third, looks up at the sun and makes the grab. Blanchard pops up to Ken Boyer. Third baseman of the Cardinals, two down. They're calling Stottlemyre back. Looks like Lopez coming out. Hector Lopez is going to bat for Stottlemyre. Lopez has been in one game, has not had any time to bat. He went into a game defensively. So the Yankees have two outs. Pepitone at first. The Cardinals are ahead, 2-0. In the last half of seventh inning. Bill Lenz is on deck for the Yankees. We'll have a new Yankee pitcher in the top of the eighth inning. Here's the stretch of pitch. High and inside, ball one. Gets a spin shot for that control today, walk one. And then an intentional walk in the second. Two walks altogether, but one intentional. Lopez fouls it out of play. Upstairs and back to first. One ball, one strike to Hector Lopez. Frank Perfetti clapping his hands down in the third base coaching box. Chattering some encouragement up to pinch hitter Lopez. Playing Lopez to the opposite field. Gets his at bat today. Pitch is high, ball two. They figure they're not going to pull as much against Gibson as they might against some other fellows. So Kirk floods well over in right center. and Shannon over toward that right field line. Brock straight away in left. They're giving these right-handed batters a lot of gap today in left center. Two balls, one strike to Lopez. Gibson overhands him. He swings and misses. Like a hard slider that time. Two balls, two strikes. Lopez hit 260 during the regular season for the Yankees, including 10 homers, 34 RBIs. Pepitone is first, two out, two and two to Hector Lopez. Here's a pitch. Quick free swinging, got him on a fastball. 11 strikeouts for Bob Gibson. In the last half of seven, no runs for New York, one hit, there were no errors, and one man left. At the end of seven, it's the Cardinals two and the Yankees nothing. We have a new pitcher for the Yankees now, Hal Renup. Hal Renup, a right-handed reliever who had arm trouble off and on during this past season. He ended up with six wins, four losses, and earned run average of 3.13. And Pedro Gonzalez has gone to third base for the Yankees. Boyer was lifted for a pinch hitter. Seven inning totals. The Cardinals have two runs, six hits, and no errors. The Yankees have no runs, four hits, and two errors. Leading off for the Cardinals will be Ken Boyer. Boyer's had two official times at bat. Both times he hit the ball sharply down to his brother Cletus at third, who made brilliant plays on him. Pitch is low, ball one by Renup. And we had an oddity here in the World Series in the first inning. Boyer hit a ground ball to short that was a force out. Pitch outside. But as he was swinging, the catcher Howard tipped his bat and catcher's interference was called. Howard was charged with an error, and Boyer was awarded first base at no time at bat. Two balls and no strikes to Ken Boyer. Dick Gross on deck for the Cardinals, and then Tim McCarver. The 2-0 delivery. There's a bounding ball, two outs to Gonzalez at third. Plays it over to first base. He gets it by two steps, and we have one away. Grode has walked, grounded to short, and flied out. Grode with four hits 17 times in the series. Cardinals have one away, nobody on. They're ahead, 2-0. Renup overhands him. A little bit high for a ball, 1-0. Looking ahead to the last of the eighth for the Yankees, the top of their order coming up. Lynn, Richardson, and Merritt. The pitch is a fly ball foul out of play. One ball, one strike. No game tomorrow. Game six of the series in St. Louis. 1:45 Eastern time. 12:45. One ball, one strike. There's a foul again out of play, back to first. A one ball, two strike count to Dick Gross. Cardinals have one away, nobody on. Hal Renup, pitching in relief for Mel Stottlemyre. Here's the pitch. A ball, 2-2. Stottlemyre gave up only one earned run today and one unearned run. But he was up against the fellow today. Bob Gibson has been just a little bit better. He has shut out the Yankees. 2-2 pitch is lined into right field. There's a clean base hit. Paddle plays it on the first hop, flips it back into Bobby Richardson. And the Cardinals have a runner on first now, one out. Cardinals have seven hits in the game. The Yankees have four. Tim McCarver has struck out, bounced to the pitcher, and singled to center. McCarver's six hits, five for the Cardinals in the series. Cardinals two runs, seven hits. The Yankees no runs, four hits. Renup fifth is high, ball one. Stottlemyre worked seven innings for the Yankees today. Allowed six hits, two runs. He struck out six and he walked two. One ball, no strike to Tim McCarver. throw to first. Back is Dick Rhodes. Tepitar holding there against him. Now McCarver wants the bat. Rosenbach flipped over to him. They play him the pull to right center and to right field. One ball, no strike. We're all set to go again. Brennan very slowly drops the belt, throws. There's a little pop out in the shallow left. Could be a tough play. Here's Fred coming out. He can't get it. But he's loving the ball. Dive for it. It's in hold on to it. And the Cardinals have runners on first and second. As McCarver hit a blooper in the shallow left, out of the reach of Lynn, Fred came a long way for it, got his glove on it, tried to dive and roll over and hold onto it, but couldn't do it, and out comes Yogi Berra of the Yankee dugout. The batter is Mike Shannon. Cardinals now have two men on, one out. Drive across to his pitcher, Renup. The Yankees have warm-up action in the bullpen. Elston Howard has joined Berra at the mound. Berra looking around. And he wants a new pitcher. Oh, I have a new man coming on for the Yankees. But Shannon up, evidently, Berra didn't like the way Renup was looking. And let's see who comes out of that Yankee bullpen. Out of our view in right center field. And Bill, the man, he's putting on a jacket now as he comes into our sight until he gets a little closer and we can see who it is. We won't know who the new Yankee relief pitcher is. So Hal Renna pitches a third of an inning. He allows two hits. He's responsible for both runners on. Mickelson coming in. Pete Mickelson will come in to relieve Hal Renup. And as the Yankees are changing pitchers here, especially for you fans who have joined us in the late inning, Harry Carey will give you a recap of this ball game. All the scoring, of course, in the fifth inning. Started with Maxfield being called out on strike. Then Gibson hit a high top fly that dropped the shot left field for a hit. Then came the big break of the ball game when Flood hit a double play ball to Bobby Richardson who fumbled it. Both runners were safe. Then Rube Brock, single to right, driving in Gibson with the first run. And Bill White hit into a fourth play as Kurt Flood carried the second run across. That's the ball game. Bob Gibson. Perhaps one of his finest ball games of the year. He's already fanned 11 men. Holds a 2-0 lead. 65,633 paid here for the fifth game of the series. So Pete Mickelson is finishing up his warm-up run. And it'll be Mike Shannon batting with runners at first and second and one out. All right, Harry. Shannon is grounded to third, wide out to deep center, and wrapped into a double play. Mickelson won 7 and lost 4 for the Yankees during the season with an earned run average of 3.56. This will be his third appearance of the World Series. He pitched only an inning in the third, though, allowed 2 hits and 1 run. There's an interesting. Benny Smith, the home plate umpire, is practicing on Mickelson warm-up pitches. Smith crouching down behind the catcher as if a batter were there. He doesn't know Mickelson, and he wanted to gauge his speed of his pitches. That was like a batter taking imaginary cuts. The home plate umpire, Smith, was practicing umpiring on Mickelson's warm-up pitches. Well, here we are now with Mike Shannon up. Lanky right-handed batter of the Cardinals. Cardinals have thrown at second, McCarver at first. And the pitch is swung on and lined foul down the left field line. Ooh, did he hit that ball? Like a rocket down that left field line. Curtis, the funny thing, this boy playing his first World Series has been a more dangerous looking hitter during the series than he was during the regular season. Well, that's right, Harry. And I'll tell you, when they've got him out, it's been on line drives or long smashes to the outfield. That fielded a wicked drive. He jumped in down that left field line. One strike to Mike Shannon. One out for the Cardinals in the eighth. They have runners on first and second. The Cardinals are ahead 2-0. Pete Mickelson is pitching to Shannon with Maxville on deck. Mickelson for the stretch. Here's the pitch. There's a sinker ball that hit foul on the ground off to the left of home plate. No balls and two strikes. Gross goes back to Ted second. McCarver is first. Mickelson is primarily a sinker ball pitcher. He also crossfires those right-handed batters. He takes that step toward third and comes in there with a sidearm delivery. His breaking stuff is usually going down and away from a right-hander. He had a great spring training for the Yankees and forced them to bring him north. There's a pitch high. One ball, two strikes. There's always some kid in spring training out of a minor league ball club in your farm system who you don't count on for the season. That is so good in spring training that you have to make a place for him. Every ball club seems to have something happen to him like that, and it's always very pleasant for a team. Mickelson was the new one for the Yankees this year. One ball, two strikes. Runners on first and second. One out for the Cardinals. Mickelson pitches to Mike Shannon. A foul upstairs out of play. One ball, two strikes. Shannon has had four hits and 18 times up in the series. McCarver with seven hits, and Bonnie Richardson with eight hits are the team leaders. One ball, two strikes. Both runners have good leads. Pepitone is not holding against McCarver at first base. Long, slow stretch by Mickelson. Change up and swing on him at strike three. He struck him out with a beautiful change of speed delivery. And that draws the oohs and ahs of the crowd. Well, the Cardinals have had seven men strikeouts. The Yankees have had 11. We have had 18 strikeouts in this game. And the batter now with two outs, runners on first and second for the Cardinals, is Del Maxville, who is single to right, struck out and grounded out. Maxville batting right-handed. Mickelson's pitch is a curve that's over for a strike call. Nothing a one. Here's Bob Gibson, the Cardinal pitcher, coming out on deck with his warm-up jacket on. No balls, one strike. Runners on first and second, two outs. Pitch comes in. There's a bounding ball. One hop to Gonzalez at third. Flips over to Richardson at second for the fourth out on McCarver. And the Cardinals are retired in the eighth inning. They had no runs, two hits. No Yankee errors. The Cardinals left two. At the end of 7.5 innings, the score is the Cardinals two and the Yankees nothing. Sitting at Yankee Stadium. The top of the Yankee batting order coming up. Bill Lynn, Bobby Richardson, and Roger Maris against Bob Gibson. And it's been an overpowering Bob Gibson this afternoon. He has struck out 11 Yankees. He has walked two. He has allowed four scattered singles in this game. The Yankees have had only one scoring stretch, the second inning when they had the base loaded, one out. And Gibson struck out the next two men. A strike call to the knee. Lynn, the Yankee shortstop, has struck out, grounded the short, and struck out. Lynn batting right against the right-handed pitcher. A one-strike delivery. There's a bounding ball hit on one hop to Boyer's third. An easy play. Throws to first, one down. Bobby Richardson has single to center, popped up, and single to center. Out there and they pump hard and they just throw just as hard as they can. There's a little pop-up to the shortstop throwing. He's under, grabs it, and hits it. Doesn't look like he's powering at all, and he has completely overpowered Lynn and Richardson. Two down, nobody on, and Maris up. Maris is hit into a double play, flies to left, then flies to center. Cardinals are ahead 2-0. But Gibson shows no sign of powering here in the late inning. The last 5 men, he's had 2 strikeouts, 2 pop-ups, and a ground ball that he's faced. Here's the pitch. Maris cuts ground to foul, back of the plate. No balls, 1 strike. Mickey Mantle on deck. Richardson's had 2 of the Yankee hits. Pepitone had a single, and Stottlemyre a single. Easy bounding ball to first. White steps on the bag. And that's the easiest inning of the ball game for Mount Gibson. The eighth inning. 3-3 down. At the end of 8, it's the Cardinals 2 and the Yankees nothing. Stadium, no. A great pitching job on a treatment. And listen to the hand for Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson, leading off for the Cardinals in the ninth inning, has struck out. Single and struck out. Facing Pete Mickelson, the third pitcher of the game for the Yankees. Stottlemyre started with 7 innings. Renner pitched the 3rd of an inning. Mickelson finished out the 8th inning. Gibson batting right-handed. Fouls it off at home plate, strike 1. Bob Gibson with 3 outs to go now. As he continues with the type of pitching he showed us through the 1st 8 innings, and then the Redbirds winging back to St. Louis with a lead in the World Series. But he still has to get through the night. Here's the 1 strike delivery. A swing and a miss on a breaking pitch. Strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes to Gibson. Kurt Flood is on deck. And then Lou Brock. Cardinals have 2 runs, 8 hits. The Yankees, no runs, 4 hits. Both Cardinal runs came in the 5th inning. As the Yankees again messed up with a potential double play ball. There's a pitch. Low. A ball. 1-2. The Yankees will have Mantle, Howard. Oh, this is not over yet. Yes, sir. They're hold your breath, fellas. In this ballpark, especially. A swing and a miss. Strike 3. Gibson strikes out on a low fastball. Second strikeout for Mickelson. 8 strikeouts. Recorded by Yankee pitching today, and 11 by Gibson. So we've had 19 strikeouts in this game. Here's the top of the order now. Kurt Flood. He's walked, hit into a 4th play, reached in an error, and single to left. 1-3. He takes the pitch low and inside. Ball 1. Cardinals 2, Yankees nothing. Top of the 9th inning. Mickelson gets the sign from Howard. A 1-0 pitch. Outside, ball 2 to Kurt Flood. 2-0. Mickelson behind him, 2-0. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 1. 2 balls and 1 strike. That 1 away, nobody on. Pete Mickelson delivers. There's a line drive to 3rd base from Gonzalez. They have 2 down. There's been some hard hit balls to 3rd today. Ozuna, you don't play. One thing that 3rd baseman has to have is those quick reflexes. Lou Brock has struck out, grounded outside the front, single to right, single to left center. He's had 2 out of 4. Playing him straight away, a left-handed batter. He hits a fly ball out into left center. Maris coming in, takes it, singles around 1, 2, 3 in the ninth. Solar going now into the last of the ninth inning with a score. The Cardinals 2 and the Yankees nothing. This is Kurt Gowdy with Harry Carey, last of the ninth inning at Yankee Stadium. Bob Gibson will face Mickey Mantle, Elston Howard, and Joe Pepitone. Gibson has fixed a four-hit shutout over 8 innings, has struck out 11 batters. And his best inning was Richardson and Merritt. Mantle takes the strike call. Mantle has won, struck out 20 strikes. He's 0 for 2. Cardinals leading 2 to nothing. St. Louis with 2 runs, 8 hits. The Yankees no runs, 4 hits. Cardinals have warm-up action in their bullpen in case Gibson Waller's here. There's a ground ball slowly into short. Rhodes bobbles the ball, and Mantle safe. Rhodes charging the ball. Mantle was limping as he went down the line. Now it looks like there's something wrong with that leg of his. Mantle limping as he goes back to first base. He just sort of a half swing at that set. And hit a slow roller to short. That's Rhodes booted. There's an error. Charge on Rhodes. Mantle's on first. Nobody out. Elston Howard up. Takes a strike ball. Nothing a one. Howard has been hit by a pitch ball. Grounded to first and struck out. No hits in 2 times. Gets it into his stretch. Works very quickly. Swinging strike. Nothing in 2. As Howard set at a fastball. No balls in 2 strikes. Dogs on deck. Out of pitch. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. A 2 strike count to Elston Howard. Gibson takes a big breath out there, a relaxation. Rossi said, okay, something that McCarver had yelled out to him. Bob Gibson stretches a 2 strike pitch. Look out there. Down goes Howard on a high inside fastball. One ball, 2 strikes. Mantle at first. Nobody out. The Yankees down by 2 runs in the last of the ninth inning. Once again, Gibson stretches. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Struck him out with a fastball. Up around his eyes. Howard went for a bad pitch. 12 strikeouts for Gibson. He cannot break the record for 9 innings held by Kovac of 15, but he struck out 12. He has now struck out 21 batters in 2 games. And he has a shot at a World Series record if he gets into action in another game in this series. Mantle's on first, one out. We've had 20 strikeouts, by the way, by both 5 in 1 game. Pitch is high and outside, ball one. Pepitone is grounded out, struck out at single. Cardinals are leading 2-0. Mickey Mantle's at first base for the Yankees, one out in the last of the ninth inning. Playing Pepitone is a full hitter to right. He takes high, ball two. This is one of the few batters that Gibson's been behind on. He's had 2 walks, they both were in the second, and one was an intentional walk. That shows you the kind of control he's at. Any time you catch a fellow like this with the stuff he has and then good control, you're in for trouble. And the Yankees have been in trouble today. 2 balls and no strikes. Pepitone swings and misses. Strike one. 2-1 to Joe Pepitone. Mantle at first. One out. The Yankees' last call in the last of the ninth inning. Here's Gibson to the bell again. Throws. Foul back and the count 2-2. And Gibson is firing just as hard right now as he was in the first inning. Kurt, take a look at that Cardinal dugout. All the players up on the top step. Clapping their hands, yelling encouragement out to Gibson. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Pepitone. Tommy Fresh is on deck. Here's the delivery. There's a ball hit off Gibson's glove. He runs over, picks it up. Throws! No! At first base!
arguing with Al Smith of the American League on that one. Yogi Berra. And the Cardinals are concerned about Gibson. As Pepitone hit a wicked smash to the mound. It curved off Bob Gibson. Right hip or the swallow of his back. Rolled all the way to the third base foul line. Gibson made one of the greatest fielding plays I've ever seen a pitcher make. He ran over there, picked that ball up, and while falling backwards, flipped the ball to first base and got Pepitone by an eyelash. Gibson is really hurt out there in the mound. He's walking around, trying to walk the pain out. If the ball had not hit Gibson, it would have been easily through into center field for a base hit, and the Yankees would have had the tying run drop. Well, they say a good fielding pitcher can save himself 5 ball games a year, Harry. Mr. Gibson may have saved himself a World Series ball game here. It was a tremendous play, as you described, Kurt, and what a great athlete he is. Simple and agile and quick. And he had to be all of those things, and he also had to have that great arm to get Pepitone. Because, as you said, he was falling backward as he threw the ball. And threw perfectly. Battles on second now, 2 down. They're just getting wife's attention. I think they want Gibson to take the windup. Right. They're trying to get the attention of Bill White to tell Gibson to take a full windup. In other words, don't work out of the stretch. Have something on that ball. Take that windup. With the Cardinals leading 2-0 last of the ninth inning. Bob Gibson into his stretch goes. There's a drive into the deep right center. That's a fly. That ball is gone. It's a fly ball game.
World series goes in extra innings this year. A costly error by Dick Rhodes, as it turns out now. Here's a pitch on the way. He swings and he misses, not even good up. One ball, one strike. Pete Mickelson, who's pitched 1 2/3 innings of perfect baseball so far, wears glasses, big right-hander. We're in the top of the 10th, tied up 2-2. There's a wind-up now, the pitch to White. Curveball is in there, a beauty, a strike call. Two strikes and a ball. White says they're not pitching them any differently in this series than they did during the regular season. Just not hitting. But this is kind of a fellow who might unload on you at any time, as did Tommy Tresh. In the bottom of the ninth, a dramatic home run. Here's a pitch. A tap foul off to the right. Two strikes and a ball. 65,633 paid here today. The Cardinals led for 8 2/3 innings. Then Tommy Tresh destroyed Bob Gibson's dream of a shutout. Two strikes and a ball. Here's a pitch on the way. Throw, change high. Almost went fishing for it. Two balls, two strikes. Mickelson has had great results with that change of pace of his. Bill White trying to get something started for the Cardinals. Top of the 10th, tied 2-2. Here's the pitch on the left. A tap foul. A rolling foul back to the screen. Groot rushed Mantle's ground ball, which was softly hit. Mantle was limping down the line. As it turned out, he had more time than he thought he had. The wind-up now, the pitch on the way. He fouls him. And the fight up by Vinny Smith is hobbling in pain. That caught him on the toe. Our trainer, Bob Bowman of the Cardinals, comes out again. A foul tip off of Vinny Smith. The count on Bill White is evened up at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, you know that one hurts. Bowman is massaging Vinny Smith's kneecap. Third base umpire, Phil McKinley of the American League, comes down the line. The entire first base section of the infield is in shadow, as is most of the third base side. Patches of sunlight, where Phil Lynch is playing near second base, and where Pedro Gonzalez is at third. Vinny Smith still huddled over. Limps a little bit now, but he's going to stay in there. Rob gives him a nice hand. The Cardinals scored 2 and an error set up their run. They got their 2 runs in the 5th inning. The Yankees came back with 2 out in the bottom of the ninth on Tommy Tresh's homer to tie. So now play will be resumed here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bill White, the hitter. Pete Mickelson into the windup, and here's a pitch to White. Popped up. Will it stay in play? Nope, on the screen, out of play. And the count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Some fan has just lost his hat. It falls from the third chair down to the screen immediately before. What a strange thing happening here today. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pete Mickelson is ready. The delivery now. Foul back to the screen again, right at me. Almost got a souvenir. Almost at the hat, too. It's interesting to see how much the hat costs. If it's an expensive hat, its owner will probably figure out some way to crawl up to get it. If it was inexpensive, you'll forget about it. 2-2 pitch. Now back again and out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Bill White. We're at the top of the 10th. All tied up, 2-2. Tommy Tresh with his second home run. His other home run was against Ray Sadecki. 2 balls, 2 strikes, a pitch. Ball 3 is low, and Boyer will be next. Three balls, two strikes on Bill White. Pete Mickelson will relieve Kyle Reynolds in the eighth inning and pitched out of trouble. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Bill White. Ball four was inside, a change of pace. The White won. The lead run is at first with nobody out, and here's Kenny Boyer. Boyer took the ball sharply but out every time. Safe on an interference foul in the first inning.
Inning, Mantle's ground ball was booted by Grote to start it off. Howard struck out. Pepitone hit a line drive to Gibson, made a great fielding play throwing him out. And then Tresh, with two down, tied it with a home run into the right center field bleachers. We're into extra innings and the play-by-play now by Harry Carey.
Okay, thank you very much, Kurt. Top of the 10th inning, Bill White will lead it off. All tied up now, 2-2. Tommy Tresh. The Heroics with a long home run to deep right center. Bill White. He's been hitless today. Here's a pitch by Mickelson. It's a fastball high. White drove in a run, but he's nothing out of four. One out of 19 now for the World Series. We're in the 10th inning, and so the first time the World Series goes in extra innings this year. A costly error by Dick Grote, as it turns out now. Here's a pitch on the way. He swings and he misses, and that evens it up. One ball, one strike. Pete Mickelson, who's pitched 1 2/3 innings of perfect baseball so far. Wears glasses, big right-hander. We're in the top of the 10th, tied up 2-2. There's a windup now, the pitch to White. Curveball is in there, a beauty, a strike call. Two strikes and a ball. White says they're not pitching him any differently in this series than they did during the regular season. Just not hitting. But this kind of a fellow might unload on you at any time, as did Tommy Tresh in the bottom of the ninth. A dramatic home run. Here's a pitch. A tap foul off to the right. Two strikes and a ball. $65,633 paid here today. The Cardinals led for 8 2/3 innings. And then Tommy Tresh destroyed Bob Gibson's dream of a shutout. Two strikes and a ball. Here's the pitch on the way. Slow change high. He almost went fishing for it. Two balls, two strikes. Mickelson has had great results with that change of pace of his. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Ball three is low, and Boyer will be next. Three balls, two strikes on Bill White. Pete Mickelson will relieve Hal Reynolds in the eighth inning and pitched out of trouble. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Bill White. Ball four was inside, a change of pace. So White walks. The lead run is at first with nobody out, and here's Kenny Boyer. Boyer's hit the ball sharply but out every time. Safe on an interference call in the first inning. He won the ball game yesterday, you know, with a grand slammer. Runner at first, nobody gone. Mickelson gets set. He'll pitch off a stretch now. Wide a lead, and here's the pitch. He shortens up and bunts. Half the mound. He's going to go for a hit. Everybody is safe. Kenny Boyer bunted so perfectly that he beat it out. Bobby Richardson was headed for first base to cover. Pepitone started in. Mickelson came off the mound, and Boyer bunted right by him towards second base. The Cardinals have runners at first and second and nobody out. Mickelson, a big right-hander, stands 6'3", weighs 210. He'll be 25 years old on the 25th day of this month. Here's Dick Grote up there. They expect him to sacrifice. There's a stretch in the pitch. He tried to bunt, miss. They got White, picked off second. He's trying for third. He is safe. The throw gets away from Gonzalez. Bill White was picked off second base and very wisely didn't try to get back, advanced to third, and dove in headlong. The throw was low. And so White's at third, Boyer at first, nobody out. The play went from Elston Howard to Phil Lynn's to Pedro Gonzalez. The infield now is in. Dick Grote up there. The stretch. Here's the pitch. Smash to the third baseman. He's going to throw to second base for one out, and that's all they can get. The infield was in, and Gonzalez had to wait for Richardson to get over to cover. The ball was in a one-hop right at him. Now McCarver comes up. The situation's the same with one away. Runners at first and third. McCarver's had two hits, two out of four. The infield is playing back around short and second now, hoping for a double play. Richardson is back. Lynn's is back. Left-handed batter waiting. The outfield is shallow. There's the stretch. The pitch to McCarver. Fastball low and inside. One ball, no strikes. McCarver has squeezed home a run for the Cardinals previously. Not this year, but last year. The game against Cincinnati. Bill White was credited for with a stolen base on a play where he's picked off second and advanced to third. The pitch to McCarver. A high pop foul back. And the count is even to the ball and a strike. McCarver now is the key man. There's only one out now. The infield. In at first and third, back at short and second. McCarver for a catcher runs well. So he isn't an easy double play target. The outfield's shallow enough to have a play at the plate on a fly ball. One ball, one strike. Pete Nicholson at the belt. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside. Two balls and a strike. Bill White trying to bother the pitcher as he comes down the line. A walk, a safe bunt, a force play. That's what's happened here in the 10th. Runners at first and third, only one out. The game tied 2-2. Mickelson takes a look around. Bill White, the runner at third base. McCarver waiting. Mickelson takes a lot of time getting ready. Now he's now time is called as McCarver steps out of the batter's box. Mickelson wanting to make sure that he had the right sign. One ball, two balls, and a strike. Here's the threat. Now the pitch on the way. Outside, ball three. Three balls and a strike on Tim McCarver. He takes a look at the third base coach, Vern Benson. If the pitch is to his liking, and probably he'll be hitting. Three balls and a strike. Runners at first and third. Grote is not fast. He's at first. White, a little better than average speed, is at third. Three balls and a strike. Now the signal given. Here's the pitch on the way. A ground ball fouled on the first baseline. Hit that ball sharply, and now it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. On two previous hitters on a 3-2 situation, Mickelson has thrown that big change of pace curve. Three balls, two strikes. McCarver the batter. There's the stretch by Mickelson. Here's the pitch. There goes Grote. There's a drive. Way back. It might be out of here. It could be. It is a home run. Mount Carver being congratulated by everybody. A long drive into the lower section in right field. And the Cardinals have taken a 5-2 lead. McCarver's first World Series home run. And the Cardinals' third home run of the series.
Boy, Harry, this fellow's been some ball player for the Cardinals in this series.
That he is. There's a curveball to Shannon Law now. Nicholson on 3-2 threw a fastball, and McCarver really put the wood to it. 5-2, the Cardinals lead in the top of the 10th. Mike Shannon, the batter. Now the windup and the pitch by Mickelson. Swung on and missed. The Cardinals have only hit 3 home runs in this World Series, but what big ones. Shannon got the first one in St. Louis off Whitey Ford with a man on to tie the first game of the series at 4-4, and the Cardinals went on to win 9-5. Yesterday, Boyer hit one with the bases loaded to win the game 4-3. And now McCarver just hit one with 2 on to give the Cardinals a 5-2 lead. Shannon takes a curve inside. 2 balls and a strike. 3 runs are in. 5-2 St. Louis from the top of the 10th. McCarver hitting almost 500 for the series. Here's the pitch. Low. 8 out of 17 from McCarver. He had 3 hits in a row here today. 3 out of 5. 23-year-old catcher. They must be dancing in the street in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, where he is king.
No Tennessee waltz.
Mike Shannon has a count of 3 balls and a strike. Now ready. Here's the pitch. Strike call. The fastball over the outside corner. So this World Series continues to mount in excitement as these two ball clubs so evenly match. Scratch at each other through a very exciting series. Here's a pitch. Shannon swings and strikes out on a curveball. So that's 2 away now, and it brings up Dal Maxville. Maxville has had 1 out of 4. This thing isn't over yet. Let's take a look ahead to the bottom half of the 10th. It'll be pinch hitter for the pitcher and then the top of the batting order. Bob Gibson's assignment in the bottom of the 10th will be to keep from getting to the siege guns of the Yankee lineup. Here's a pitch. Maxville hits a slow roller. The pitcher's going to have to cover the toss. He is safe. Out at first base. The pitcher had a leap for the bag, and the Cardinals, Joe Schultz argues with the first base umpire, claiming that he missed the bag, but Maxville is out. Pepitone to Mickelson. So it is 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left. And now, at the middle of the 10th inning, the score, Cardinals 5, Yankees 2.
1965 Plymouth Fury. 22 big, plush models, solidly in the low price class. Big, plush, 65 Plymouth Fury.
Nothing exciting, nothing exciting.
Now, with all the roaring 65s at your Plymouth dealers.
Something for everyone, the roaring 65.
Mike Higgins, whose dad was a major league star with the Cleveland Indians and other ball clubs. Mike, a first baseman and outfielder. Left-handed batter. He's hitting for Pete Mickelson. 5-2, the Cardinals lead. We're in the bottom half of the 10th inning. There's the windup now on the pitch by Gibson, and the fastball is wide. It'll be Mike Hegan, Phil Lenz, and Bobby Richardson coming up in this inning. Here's a bouncing ball foul off to the right. And the count is evened up, a ball and a strike. The fan missed the chance as he reached over the railing. Mike Hegan will replace Tony Kubek on the Yankee roster for the World Series. Here's the pitch on the way. high pop foul out of play into the stands. Two strikes and a ball. The Cardinals with a three-run lead now as a result of Tim McCarver's first Major League home run, coming with two men on base in the top of the 10th. Here's the pitch. It's a strike three call. That's a 13th strikeout for Bob Gibson. Mike Keegan, batting for Mickelson, is called out on strikes. And Kurt, I believe that's the first called third strike. Checking quickly at the score sheet.
I think you're right, Harry. All the previous ones have been swinging third strikes.
There's an oddity, too. Here now is Phil Lynn's, the shortstop. Pops up on the first pitch. On the infield. Boyer getting under the ball at the pitcher's mound. He's got it. Lynn's on the first pitch. Pops the Boyer. Here's Bobby Richardson. Richardson's had two out of four. A Yankee error gave the Cardinals a chance to score the first two. Cardinal error gave the Yankees a chance to score their two. But then McCarver took care of everything in the 10th inning. Here's a fastball to Bobby Richardson. A strike is called. Two men out, nobody on base. We're in the bottom half of the 10th inning. The Cardinals leading 5-2. The pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle, and Richardson has another hit. And this game isn't over yet. Richardson gets his third hit of the ball game. A ground ball up the middle, and here's Roger Maris. And should he get on, Mickey Mantle would be coming up. And many of the fans who had started for the exits now stop and jam up the aisle. They realize the rapidity with which ball games can turn. First pitch to Maris is high. Bobby Richardson now has 9 hits in this series, which is only in its 5th game. The record is 12. Roger Maris, the batter, he's nothing out of 4 today. There's the stretch. Gibson's pitch. High pop foul. If it stays in play, the ball game will be over. Boyer near the stands, reaching. Cardinals win it. Boyer, a one-handed stab in the box. And the Cardinals have taken the lead in the series as Roger Maris fouls out to Kenny Boyer. So the final score, the Cardinals 5, the Yankees 2 in 10 innings. Well, the World Series will switch now to St. Louis for the 6th game Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Well, I tell you, Kurt, I have the feeling this thing might go 7 games. These two ball clubs are so evenly balanced. And it's so far, it's certainly been a most exciting series. And I think a little bit of an oddity, Kurt, is the fact that it's rare indeed that you see the opposition beat the Yankees with their own weapon, which is a home run ball.
That's right, and that's what young McCarver did there in the 10th inning. So it's 3-2, Cardinals lead, and again, Harry Carey.
The totals again, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Cardinals. Gibson now 1-1 in series competition, and the Yankees 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Pete Mickelson, the loser, he's now 0-1. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Commissioner of Baseball is prohibited. So speaking now for our air producer, Ken McGregor, for our engineer, George Robinson, for Kurt Gowdy, this is Harry Carey, reminding you to be sure to tune in Wednesday at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the 6th game of this exciting 1964 World Series, when your hosts, as today, again will be Gillette, the people who know men best, and Chrysler Corporation, maker of Plymouth, Dodge, Dodge Trucks, Chrysler, and Imperial.
This is KMOX and KMOX FM Radio, the World Series voice of St. Louis.
Play there, for the fun of it, play there, wherever you go, drink up. Push the belly in the beer, you ought to get to know.
Flavor
beer you ought to get to know. A tall glass of cold, refreshing Busch Bavarian beer. Enjoy one soon.
Flavor for the fun of it, Busch Bavarian beer.
Million folks enjoy the most. They go 3A from coast to coast.
We worry not. We have a way. All we say is AAA.